starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Come on, that's good enough. I'm smoothing it out. He doesn't like it when there's lumps. Okay, shoot. Call him, girl. What's the matter? I don't know. Try it again. Call him. Try it now. Call him. What's the matter with you, Henry? Maybe we ought to try something else, like tickling him. I don't understand it. We trained him to jump when Lassie barked. He jumped yesterday. Yeah, but only 9 feet. He's got to jump 10 feet to qualify. And each day he's been jumping lesser and lesser. Well, let's try it once more. Okay. Call him, girl, good and loud. Try tickling him. Come on, Henry. Come on, Henry, jump. Come on, be a good frog. Come on, jump. Maybe he's got a cold or something. Whoever heard of a frog getting a cold? Just because nobody heard of it doesn't say it couldn't happen. Like, he could have the measles or the chicken pox. Feel his nose. Frogs don't have noses. He didn't feel where his nose ought to be. It's wet.
Hi, Jeff. Porky.
Hi, Clay.
Hi, Clay.
What's doing?
We're having trouble with Henry.
Henry? Oh, you're jumping frog. Well, what's the trouble?
He keeps jumping lesser and lesser instead of farther and farther. Last week he jumped 12 feet, yesterday 9 feet, and today he won't even jump at all. You think he's sick, Clay?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Has he, always been this fat?
I don't know. Has he, Porky? I think he was skinnier last week. Something wrong?
No, I don't think anything's wrong. Is, your mother home, Jeff? I brought some, tax forms she wanted.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen. Well, he wasn't much help. Maybe he doesn't know much about frogs.
May I come in?
Oh, Clay, of course.
Here, let me do that.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be tall. How are you?
Fine. Oh, I brought those tax forms you wanted.
Thank you very much. How about a cup of coffee? Coffee and coconut cake.
Sounds tempting, but I think not. Watching my weight.
Oh, you. Skinny as a rail.
Incidentally, Ellen, speaking of weight, Jeff and Porky have a problem I think needs a woman's touch.
Oh?
It concerns Henry.
Celebrated jumping frog of Calverton County?
The same. It seems, as Porky says, he's jumping lesser and lesser. It's no laughing matter, Ellen. The jumping contest is Saturday, and well, I'm afraid the boys have a serious problem.
Well, now, don't you worry. You can count on Henry to come through when the chips are down.
I don't think so. I examined him.
Well, is he sick?
Well, no. Not quite.
Clay, you're blushing.
I am?
You are. Now, what is it?
Well, Henry isn't Henry.
Oh. Well, that makes about as little sense as any statement I've ever heard. Henry isn't Henry?
Well, Ellen, what I'm trying to say is that Henry isn't a he. He's a she, and
and she's about to lay eggs.
Oh, Clay.
Ellen, stop it.
Lassie? Outside watching Henrietta.
Frog sitting.
Huh?
Nothing. Just a little pleasantry. When do you expect the blessed event?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When do you think Henrietta will become a mother?
She ain't going to be a mother.
What do you mean, Gramps? Clay Horton says she's ready to lay her eggs any time now.
Sure, she'll lay lots of eggs, and that'll be the end of it.
The end of what? The end of what, Gramps?
Oh, well, what Gramps means is that, well, Henrietta's eggs will never hatch.
Why not?
Well, because she...
The same reason a chicken's eggs won't hatch unless there's a rooster around.
Golly, I forgot. The eggs have to be fertilized with milt.
With what?
Milt. M-I-L-T. That's what the male frog puts on the eggs. May I be excused, Mom?
Jeff, where did you learn that?
At 4-H. May I, Mom? I gotta go down to the lake, find a male.
Yes.
Anything else you want to know?
He even spelled it for me.
Gramps, how do you tell a male frog from a female?
Hi, Jeff.
I wouldn't have bothered you, except Gramps couldn't help me, and neither could Mom.
That's no bother.
The frogs are in the barn.
What's the matter with Lassie?
Nothing. She's just watching Henry. Etta.
Oh.
I caught as many as I could so I could make sure one was a male. I can throw the rest back in the morning. How do you tell a male from a female?
Well, they're different.
Well, I know they're different, but how? Like a rooster and a hen. Rooster has a big comb on his head. Hen doesn't.
I can use a little more light, Jeff. You think you can find me another lantern?
There's one in the back stalls, but don't do anything till I get back. I want to see.
Good evening, Dr. Horton.
Ellen, this isn't funny.
I think it's hilarious. The constable of Calverton looking for a mate for Henrietta.
He wants to know how you tell a male frog from a female.
Well, how do you? I'd like to know, too.
Ellen...
Here you are, Clay. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
What's that one?
Female, so is the other one.
How do you tell?
Well, the females have eggs.
Well, you can't see the eggs from the outside, can you, Clay?
You can feel them. You want to feel this one?
Oh, Clay.
Well, Mom, frogs won't hurt you. They don't bite. Is that a female, too?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you gentlemen don't mind, I think I'll go inside and do something nice and ordinary, like darn a few socks.
Oh, do stay, Ellen. You might learn something.
Oh, I think I've learned quite enough for one evening, thank you. Oh, Milt. M-I-L-T.
She's been acting awful funny since we found out Henry was really Henrietta.
She has, huh?
Yep.
Jeff, I think this one's a male.
He is?
I think so.
We gotta be sure, Clay. Henrietta answered him. It must be a male. Thanks, Clay.
She sure made a lot of racket laying them.
Jeff, what are you doing out here this time of night?
Henrietta laid her eggs.
Well, I thought I heard the crash of glass.
Oh, that. I dropped the lantern.
You march right back to bed. Now, fun's fun, but disturbing an entire household because of a frog is just a little bit too much. Now, come on, Lassie.
No! She's got a watch.
There's nothing more left to watch. Now, call her, Jeff.
Come on, girl.
And go to sleep.
Good morning, Mom.
What's good about it? Just a minute, young man. Before you get involved with those frogs, I'd like...
Morning.
Oh, coffee's not ready yet.
Well, it better be soon.
Don't you feel well, Gramps?
Oh, I feel fine. Never felt better in my life. I got to get to stay up half the night again. It's the best thing in the world.
Oh, don't look at me. I got frightened when I looked at myself in the mirror this morning.
What's the matter with you two?
Do you really want to know? Well, come over here and I'll tell you. We got frogitis. I don't know about your ma, but I don't think I'll live through it. But I might if I get a hot cup of coffee.
He'll be ready in a minute.
I gotta go out and see Henrietta. Oh, wait.
Bad reflexes.
Could a dying man have a drop of that stuff?
Be pretty weak.
As long as it's hot and wet.
Interested?
Interested in what?
Henrietta and her husband.
We're vitally interested.
Well, they're gone. They're not in the washtub.
Glory be.
What's that mean?
Just give them thanks.
You don't care, do you? You don't care that the best frog in the whole county is missing, and tomorrow's the contest.
Oh, of course we care, sweetheart. We care very much.
Sure don't act like it. Gramps, did you take them?
Took who?
Henrietta and her husband.
Now, why would Gramps take them?
And when? You was up before I was.
Now, come on. How would you like to be a nice boy and set the breakfast table for me?
Set the table? I gotta find Henrietta! Breakfast?
will be ready in 5 minutes.
You didn't take them, did you?
What in tarnation would I want for 2 frogs?
All right, I was just asking.
If I never see another frog the rest of my life, it'll be too soon.
Oh, that's our ring. Can you take it?
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Miller, this is Porky.
Who?
Sylvester Brockway. Porky. Did Henrietta lay her eggs yet?
What hen?
No, not hen. Henrietta. The frog. See, she was supposed to lay eggs, so I just called to find out if she did lay her.
Look, you gotta speak plainer. Either I'm getting deep or this confounded contraption ain't working.
What's the matter?
Can't hear anything make sense.
Who is it?
Porky.
Here. Hello?
Hi, Miss Miller. I was just calling to find out if Henrietta laid her eggs yet.
Oh, yes, you did, Porky, but...
Yowie!
She laid them last night, but...
Oh, turn that fire down under the bacon, would you, please?
I'm sorry, Porky. I was talking to Gramps.
That's all right. I just wanted to know if she laid her eggs yet. You see, tomorrow's the big contest, and if she didn't lay her eggs, she...
I know. I'm trying to tell you something, if you've just listened. Henrietta got away this morning.
Got away? What do you mean?
Well, she wasn't in the wash tub this morning when Jeff got up. He's out looking for her now.
Oh, good heavens!
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I told you to turn the fire down, not up.
Hello? I'll be right over!
Oh, Porky's hanging on the line. Tell him I'll have Jeff call him as soon as he gets back.
Oh. Porky? Porky? There ain't anybody there. Just like I said, everybody's got frogitis in this place.
What are you doing?
I forgot all about the barking. I've got to take Lassie back down to the lake again.
Oh, no, indeed. Not now. Number one, you're soaking wet. Number two, I'm having broiled chicken for supper, and I can't delay it or it'll spoil.
But, Mom, it gets dark early. Then I won't be able to see. And the contest tomorrow.
Well, Lassie doesn't need you. Just tell her what to do.
Golly, a feller never gets a chance around here.
A feller'd better change his wet clothes, or a feller's going to catch his death of cold.
Well, wait a minute. Lassie, now listen. Go down to the lake and call Henrietta. Walk around the shore and call her. Do you understand? She doesn't know what I'm talking about. The lake. Go down to the lake and call Henrietta. Call the frog.
She understands.
I sure hope so.
Jeff, come back and finish your supper, honey.
Now, Lassie's a smart dog. But she ain't human. Sending her out to look for a frog is asking a little too much, don't you think?
Jeff,
excuse me.
Oh.
she found Henrietta, and she's skinny again. Boy, I'll bet she can jump more than 12 feet.
I take it all back. She is human.